Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The head coach, Rod Brind'Amour, joining us here. Now, Rod, I know us in the media and a lot of fans obviously look at the standings. We're all human. But obviously, I know you all say, you know what, got to focus one game at a time. But again, we're all human. How much do you actually pay attention to the standings and what's going on behind you in the Metro?
Well, like I said, we don't look at it. We don't, you know, it's not up in our locker room or anything like that. We know that if we focus on our games, it's going to take care of itself. So we know we're in a race, I can tell you that, and we know how tight it is and all that. But, it doesn't really affect anything we're doing. We're trying to win every night.
So that one game at a time mindset, you just played the Rangers two nights ago. Does that make the pre-scout and all that pretty easy for today?
Well, it makes it easier when you play any team back-to-back. Just essentially, you know exactly what needs to get done and how you need to improve and all that and what they're trying to do. So it makes it a little easier. We kind of already knew this team anyway, and we know what they're all about. So I don't think there's a lot of secrets between both teams, but it is a little easier when you play a team, like I say, back-to-back.
Carolina Hurricanes head coach Rod Brind'Amour joining us. Now, your line with Jordan Staal, Jordan Martinook, and Jesper Foss has probably been your most consistent line all season. But because of injuries, you've had to break up that line a little bit. How hard is it to make that decision to separate those three because of the injuries and having to rework your lineup?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the one thing you do is we kind of know what that line's all about. Mm-hmm. And what we can get out of them, what how we can use them. We've done that all year. We've done it really for a lot of years in a way. So, but at the same time, you got to kind of, like you said, we had injuries and it kind of forces us to do some other things or look at other things, look at other options. I know I can put, that line back together at any time and I know what we're going to get. So now we're just kind of looking at other things and seeing how the chemistry flows and how it all works out.
We've seen Shane Gostisbehere for a few games since his trade coming over from the Arizona Coyotes. How much more comfortable is he getting day-to-day and game-to-game?
Well, I think he's looked really good. That's probably a better question for him, but he looks comfortable in what we're doing. That was a good pickup for us. He's got some offensive flair for sure, and yet he competes on the defensive side of things really well, so It was a good pickup, and I think he's fit in really well.
How is you've seen on the bench and at practice, the pairing with him and Jalen Chatfield? Because the two of them both have great skating ability, but also offensive ability as well. And not many NHL teams have a quote-unquote third pair that can contribute offensively like those two can.
Well, that's a good point. And, like I said, that was why it was a good fit, I think. And Chatty has really, I think, blossomed this year. And like you said, he's got offensive abilities, but he can, skate so well. He closes on the gaps and he's able to defend really well. So I think anybody you put him with is going to be, helped out. And like you said, we added and goes the real offensive minded player. And we definitely like the pair.
So from your experience, this is kind of going to what Gostisbehere and Puljujarvi are going through right now. Being a new guy, new city, new team, from your own experience having gotten traded before, what's the adjustment like off the ice, the things that we don't see as fans? How difficult is that being in a new city, in a new area, and around new people?
It kind of depends on where you are in life. Jesse's a single guy. You can pack up your stuff and leave, and it's no big deal. It's tough because you got to get to know new people and whatnot, but and a new system, all that on the hockey side. But as far as the living side, it's you're just picking up your clothes, and so that's easy. When you have a family, that's when it gets to be a jammer and real tough, especially if you got young kids, which most of these guys, they're in that stage of life. So now you're uprooting everybody, and that can be real, real strain. And that's the way you play. I mean, it just does, and you're worrying about a ton of other things. So I think we're kind of lucky in a way that, like I said, yes, he was a solo, you know, trade. He didn't have family to bring, and I know Ghost has a wife and a dog, so, you know, he was trying to figure that out and get them there. But I think when guys have kids, that it just, you know, they could be in school. It's just, there's just a whole world of other issues that get brought up that can really make it tough. But I think we're lucky in this instance where both guys don't really have that.
Final question for head coach Rob Brindamore of the Carolina Hurricanes. Are you sticking with the goalie rotation between Anderson and Kochetkov?
Adam Golden studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Financial advice industry can be overwhelming for a lot of people. Is there a way to be sure you're getting the best service when you don't know?
Yeah, Adam, it's not just if you gave the money to a planning team and they did good the first year. I mean, anyone can do good for 1 year, but it's a track record and it's a long-term accounts that are very important. We call that a financial fill-up strategy, Adam, and that gives you lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll put together for you, the listener, your very own total retirement plan if you call right now.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Well, we are, and we will, but not tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to go back with Freddie. We had off day yesterday, and he didn't have a ton of work and didn't feel too gassed after the game. So I'm going to go back with him, just keep him in a rhythm. I see if that, you know, does anything. Obviously, moving forward after this game, definitely be a rotation just based on just the amount of games that we have and the way the schedule worked out.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at WakeMed.org.